Rituals That Touch the Heart by Kay Allenbaugh. Recently, I spoke at a conference with Mary Loverdy. She focuses on how family rituals touch our lives. Knowing that we are all teachers to one another, we asked the women in the audience to share rituals they have in their families. To set the tone, I described a family ritual that has had a lasting impact on my life from the time I was a young girl. My father began writing poems to us with each Christmas present he gave us. The whole family writes poems now, and each year our Christmas experience lasts all morning as the extended family, our sons, their wives, cousins, aunts, and uncles, take turns reading a poem they've been given as a gift. As our kids grew up, they started with simple poems like Roses are red, violets are blue. Often the poems give hints of what's inside the wrapping. It's been fascinating to watch the young poets develop. Last year, our 23-year-old son, Rick, got a round of applause for this one. Stuck with yourself in stormy bad weather, outside your house with cotton, not leather, thinking of old times as the rain wets your head, you remember last Christmas, all the loot, all the bread. One gift stands out from Christmas 96. It's that nice gift from me, old Ricky Picks. And it went on. Over the years, the poems collected have become a lifetime treasury. While the actual gift may well be forgotten as time has passed, the poems are not. These gems are carefully stored in a small chest. If a fire were to ever break out in our home, that chest, with its special contents, would be one of the first things I would attempt to save. 10 years ago, my husband placed an unopened pouch of Sweet Dreams brand tea in my jacket pocket. It was a way for him to say, I'm thinking of you, whether he's home or traveling. Without a word, we continue to take turns exchanging that now rumpled tea bag in each other's clothes hanging in our closet. When I find it in one of my jacket pockets, I wait a while, then return it to one of his. I never know when that sweet message will make me smile again. Recently, I gave my daughter-in-law a decorative wheelbarrow to put on her front porch. I have one, too. We are creating a tradition of getting together to fill our wheelbarrows with seasonal delights like pumpkins near Halloween and holly at Christmas.